You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Most of the power we use here in the Gem State is hydroelectricity. But as our state continues to grow, so does our need for electricity. Boise is taking the lead when it comes to renewable energy. In fact, during Mayor David Beter's State of the City address in September, he said the city's facilities and operations will be 100% renewable by the year 2030. To discuss some of the options that we have as Idahoans to continue to run on renewable energy as our communities grow, I am joined live in studio today by Steve Burgess with the City of Boise and Adam Richens with Idaho Power. Welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
So very simple question first off. Where is Idaho's energy coming from right now?
That's a great question. And compared to other utilities, one of the things we're pretty proud about is it's very clean.
Mm-hmm.
And so to provide some context related to that, on average, about 70% of the energy produced from a typical utility in the United States is fossil fuel based. So when I say fossil fuel, it's gas, it's coal, it's oil. And on average, hydro accounts for only about 7% on the typical utility, and wind and solar is about 8%. So 15% you'd consider kind of clean. At Idaho Power, we kind of flip that on its head. So almost 50% of the energy we have comes from clean hydro.
Mm-hmm.
Another 20% comes from long-term purchases of solar, wind, geothermal. We actually sell the renewable energy credits for that for the benefit of the customer. But only 18% comes from coal. So I'm actually not aware of an investor-owned utility with a cleaner portfolio. And what that allows us to do is to explore some of the long-term goals that, for example, the city's looking at when it comes to having kind of a cleaner future. And we're clean now. Can we get cleaner in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the things we're looking at.
So tell me about some of the things that would play into that, because first off, I think a lot of people may not realize how clean our energy is here in the state.
I think that's true. And that's what some of the things that Steve and I talk a lot about is first getting that out, is that, again, we have one of the cleanest portfolios in the nation. And then the next step is, you know, what do we need to do to get to 100% if it's possible in the future? And a couple of things we really look at is the cost of doing that. You know, we have some of the lowest rates in the nation, too. So making sure that it's cost effective for customers, and then also making sure it's reliable. One of the things that Steve and I talk a lot about is that the energy business is real time. So from the second you flip a switch on the wall, it was produced, you know, 50 miles away a fraction of a second ago. Mm. Energy goes at 186,000 miles per second. So hydro is great because it's almost like a big battery.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can call on it when we need it. When it comes to solar and wind, those are great resources too, but they're intermittent. So they're not always there necessarily when you need them. So a good example is this morning, you know, when it was snowy and dark. You know, you're not getting a lot of wind and solar at that time.
Right.
What we look at is, you know, can you supplement that with something else? Right now, it's usually natural gas because you can ramp those up when you need it. But another thing that's big and that I'm sure Steve will touch on is just storage and where is that business going? And in the past, it's been very expensive, but it's getting cheaper. And that would supplement solar and wind to maybe allow us to have even more renewables on the system.
And Steve, I want to bring you into the conversation and talk a little bit about Mayor Dave Beter's State of the City address when he said by 2030, as I mentioned, we want to be 100% renewable energy here in Boise. So first question is, where are we now? And is that a reachable goal?
We think yes. And let me provide a little bit of clarification. Mm-hmm. The goal that the mayor set was for kind of the city operations, municipal
operations. Yes, city operations.
Thank you for that. So we wanted to show some leadership on this issue. And we think it's feasible. And much like what Adam described, we get the same resource mix writ large what Idaho Power provides. So we have a similar resource mix, right? So we get the hydropower and we get the benefit of their purchased renewables. I talked to other folks from other cities. I mean, as Adam alluded to, we're way ahead of the curve on clean energy. And so that's a good part of the story. We want to keep pushing on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's several reasons for that. But at the city, we wanted to show leadership. That's why the mayor set the goal. And then we're in the process of setting a broader community goal that you alluded to. In the coming months, we're going to be out talking with the public. We have currently on the street right now an energy survey to get a better sense for where citizens stand on how they feel about the renewable energy goal.
And when within that survey, will it be about not just the municipality, the city operations,
correct?
But as an entire community?
That's right. That we're really focused on setting that larger community goal for multiple reasons. One, as we start to, maybe about 3 years ago, we completed a climate adaptation assessment. And there are real issues that we're going to be facing in Idaho, and we don't solve those issues with one fell swoop. It's got to be kind of incremental gains. And we're going to make those gains in the area of water supply and in transit, transportation, and also energy. Energy is a part of that story. So part of why we want to take on this goal is to start addressing climate change issues and carbon. One of the cool things that would happen as we start to transition to 100% clean energy is as we start, and a great example would be as we start to transition electric vehicles, not only are those electric vehicles off of gas, right, but they're being powered and charged by 100% clean energy. So our carbon footprint starts to get even smaller. From an economic development standpoint, we know that there's companies out there that are asking for renewable energy, the kind of companies we want in Boise. There's a group called the Renewable Energy Buyers Alliance. It's about 75 companies across the country, like $7 trillion in market cap, huge companies. And their whole role in life is to get access to renewable energy. So they're an alliance that formed to try to get access to renewables. Mm. So we know as a city, if we want to be competitive in the coming decades, we have got to have renewable energy. We know that.
You have to make that switch.
Right.
I'm speaking with Steve Borges with the City of Boise and Adam Richens with Idaho Power about the future of Idaho's energy. And Adam, when Steve talked about renewables, from your standpoint, what does Idaho Power have to do in order, you know, to move that agenda forward?
Yeah, I mean, a big part of what we're doing is we're moving away from coal in a couple different ways. If you compare our portfolio in 2005 to 2017, we've gone down in terms of our the amount of coal we use, about 54%. Idaho itself doesn't actually have any coal facilities. There's three plants that we're part owners in, and one of them is in Boardman, Oregon. We're a minority owner in that plant, and it's set to close in 2020. We have another one in Nevada. It's called Valmy. We're a 50% owner in that plant. And we're set to get out of two units there in 2019 and 2025. That leaves one coal unit, which we're a minority owner in. It's Bridger in Wyoming. And one of the things we're doing right now is looking at, can we remove ourselves from that plant cost effectively and still maintain the reliability that we have? Because right now, a lot of customers may not know this, but we keep the lights on about 99.997% of the time. We average about one outage a year per customer this year. So when we're looking at, you know, can we move to renewables, the big question is, will they be there when we need them? Mm-hmm. And then that goes to technological innovations like storage, and will those start to get economically feasible from our standpoint? So we're looking at two things, cost, reliability, and yes, at the end of the day, can we continue to get cleaner with our portfolio?
And I think that's where, on the business side, the companies that are asking for access to renewables or actually signing power purchase agreements are seeing the financials, right? The price points on solar are coming down quickly. I think since 2009, the price point on solar on a levelized cost of energy has come down about 72%.
Mm.
So these companies are starting to hedge on power. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is make sure that we are able to offer them what they're looking for. And we know we've been working with Idaho Power on this very issue within the integrated resource plan. We know they're looking at it. We're excited about what's coming out of some of the planning processes. But it's really important that these companies who want access to it, want to see that happen, have access. And so for us, that's a huge economic development issue.
So let's talk about cost, but not cost of you know, what it would cost companies and all of that. Let's talk about the individuals, because as housing prices continue to go up in the state of Idaho, the last thing that people probably want to see is a higher electric bill, even if it is clean.
Yes. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I get to do, a part of my job is we have an interaction center, a call center that reports up through me. And so I typically get on the phones and get to listen to customers. And out of 10 calls, you know, four of the 10 will be about customers trying to pay their bills. Another thing I get to do is go out with the field, and we have notifications related to bills. And if it goes too far, sometimes we'll actually go door to door and collect. And so I get to see that every day and see how important low rates are to our customers. And so whatever we do, that's kind of what we're focused on, is making sure through the IRP, which is the Integrated Resource Plan, we'll look at different scenarios. We'll look at the costs related to those scenarios, the reliability related to them, and then, of course, the the cleanness of the scenarios mm-hmm. to whether they're green or not. And then at the end of the day, we try to pick the one that's the most cost effective, the most reliable, and the cleanest to some extent. So we're just kind of constantly going through those different scenarios, trying to make sure that we're planning for the future.
And I think that's where, you know, us setting this renewable energy goal, this is not something that we're saying next week, next year, mm-hmm. we need to be 100% clean energy. I think that's one of the exciting things that's happening. The advancements in technology, Adam was alluding to storage. I mean, the changes in battery storage, the price points, the new technology that's coming out, those are game changers, right? So as we start to look out 20 years from now, when we think about reliability and cost effectiveness, we think at the city it's going to be renewable energy in combination with storage. And so we're trying to set ourselves up as a city to set a long-range goal to leverage what we think will be more cost-effective energy in the future.
And those advancements are actually going into the vehicle stage of things, too. You know, electric vehicles used mm-hmm. to be pretty expensive.
Right, yeah.
They used to not go very far on a charge. You know, there was nowhere to charge them. All those things are changing. Electric vehicles are priced the same as a typical combustion engine vehicle now. In terms of where you charge, I mean, you have a gas station in your house. You charge in your garage. And then in terms of mileage, you know, it used to be these cars could get 100 miles per charge. They're getting 250 miles, 300 miles per charge. That's just as good as combustion engines. So as we kind of extend, I think we're going to see some great strides in transportation. Mm-hmm. And that's where the city and I and Idaho Power have really worked. Hey, how do we get, you know, where we want to be from a portfolio standpoint, but also transportation? How do we get that going in the right direction as well?
That's moving quickly. We just had a meeting with a company that they were talking to us about trash trucks that could be all electric.
Oh, interesting.
We know there's all electric buses in certain parts of the country. I mean, mm-hmm. that technology is moving quickly. We're really excited about that. And it's an opportunity to partner with Idaho Power.
I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about this today. I've been talking with Steve Borgas with the City of Boise and Adam Richens with Idaho Power. We've been talking about the plan for the future of Boise, but as well as all of Idaho when it comes to energy. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.